Video, Sheriff, illegal alien freed by Biden raped 13-year-old Florida boy during game of hide-and-seek. By Amy Furr on April 25, 2025. An illegal alien from Mexico is accused of brutally raping a 13-year-old boy in Charlotte County, Florida. During a game of hide-and-seek, news of the tragedy coming in the aftermath of former President Joe Biden's disastrous open border policies that have wreaked havoc on the nation. The suspect is identified as 20-year-old Samuel Cobos Carmona, who authorities said admitted to sexually assaulting the child, the New York Post reported on Friday. An image shows the suspect in the case. The incident happened on April 13 when Cobos Carmona allegedly befriended the victim and his 8-year-old brother. The children were playing outside behind their family's apartment building around 9:30 p.m. when the suspect entered the yard, according to WWSB. The suspect allegedly asked the older boy if he wanted to touch his body, the outlet said. When the boy refused, the man grabbed him, held him down and pulled down the boy's pants. The man covered the boy's mouth to muffle screams and sexually assaulted him, the report stated, noting the child did not move until his younger sibling located him. WWSB continued. The victim was afraid to tell anyone about the assault until about a week later, when he told the mother of one of his friends. That woman convinced the boy to tell his parents about the attack, deputies said. The parents notified the sheriff's office. After repeating his story to deputies, the victim was referred to the Child Advocacy Center for a medical examination. Officials arrested the suspect, who apparently lives nearby, after reviewing evidence in the case. He was charged with lewd or lascivious battery by engaging in sexual activity with a person 12 years of age or older but younger than 16. The Post report said the suspect was caught and sent back to Mexico after entering the United States unlawfully in 2021. However, he entered the country illegally again in 2022, evaded law enforcement in Texas, and traveled to Florida. Charlotte County Sheriff Bill Brummel said Thursday the suspect sexually battered the victim orally and anally when he was in a wooded area with the children. Now, people often question why myself and my fellow sheriffs in the state of Florida are working with our federal partners to round individuals like this up to get them the hell out of here, he continued. This is why, and those sanctuary cities and states that are putting these individuals' safety in front of the safety and security of our citizens and our children, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Now we are going to work very hard with the state attorney's office and our federal partners to make sure that this individual does not see the light of day again. And if he does, to make sure that he is permanently removed from the United States. Brummel also noted the suspect was located in Sarasota in July 2024, but the catch and release policy of the Democrat Biden-Harris administration resulted in his being released. Neighbors in the area hired a lawn company to care for their yard, and the suspect had apparently showed up on Monday to mow their lawn, at which time he was arrested, per Gulf Coast News. The news comes as President Donald Trump, R. works to remove criminal illegal aliens from the United States.